I don't know how to say this, Bitterly Goose star?
You're not a child of the 80s. If you were, you would know the film with a similar name. The star is Beetlejuice.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Issues of problem gambling have been plaguing Timaru. However, its area's district council has largely allowed their laws to remain the same. Many changes have taken place, particularly in letting new venues for gambling operate at a limit of 7 poker machines, but the Problem Gambling Foundation of Aotearoa say that this is far from enough. The region's district councillor, claims that the funds from gambling is important due to the amount that it funds local community groups. To learn more, I spoke to Andre Frood from the Problem Gambling Foundation about the issues in their opinion. I first asked about the current state of Timaru's gambling issues.
Well, currently what is happening in Timaru is the council is reviewing its gambling venue policy, which is its policy around pokie machines. So what they're proposing, unfortunately, is not a sinking lid policy, which is what we advocate for. So they're allowing for a maximum of 7 pokies in a new venue. So if a new venue was to open in Timaru, then they could have 7 pokie machines, which is slightly less than what is permitted under the Gambling Act. But nonetheless, we don't believe it's the best policy for Timaru to minimise the harm from gambling.
Does this mean that pre-existing gambling spaces still have a much larger number of pokie machines?
Yes, and that depends on when the venue got its licence. For example, if it was before the Gambling Act, they were allowed to have up to 18 machines. And then post the Gambling Act, that number went down to 9. So Timaru is still allowing and leaving the door open for new pokie machines in the community by allowing a venue to open with 7 pokies.
Why is this an issue for Timaru in particular?
Well, in Timaru, I mean, when you think about the amount of money that's being lost on pokies, so in 2021, $10.2 million was lost on pokies in the area. They have the highest per head spend, so the highest spend per adult in the Canterbury region at $280 per adult, and the national average is only $239. So there's a huge amount of money being lost out of that community. And where there's that amount of money being lost, there will be harm.
Timaru District Councillor Peter Burrett has said that it's worth keeping the current laws because of the funds that pokie machines provide for local community groups. Is this a fair reason to keep the current system?
Yeah, therein lies the problem. We have this unhealthy reliance of funding from pokie machines that goes to community groups and sports groups. And while, you know, that often goes to very worthwhile causes, our concern is really that we should be thinking about where that money is coming from rather than where it's going to. So, for example, when you have a community such as Timaru, that enormous amount of money that's being lost, and in fact, they only received approximately $3.2 million back in the form of funding to Timaru-based organisations. So there's an enormous gap between what is being lost and what is going back in the form of funding. And, you know, we have real concern around the ethics of a funding system that relies on some of the poorest people in the country putting money into pokie machines, because we know that these machines are based often in our poorest communities. In fact, we've got 63% of our venues in medium high or high deprivation areas around the country. So the money that's being used to fund our communities is actually coming out of our more deprived communities around the country.
Whilst Timaru does have large issues compared to the rest of Aotearoa, is this a part of a bigger issue in regions like up here in Tamaki Makaurau and generally across the country about problem gambling?
Yes, it is. I mean, while we have pokies, they're the most harmful form of gambling in New Zealand. They cause a lot of harm in communities, not just from the amount of money that's being lost. I mean, we're rapidly approaching $1 billion nationally being lost on these machines. But it's the widespread harm that it causes, you know, child neglect, poverty, poor mental health, fraud, and often there are crimes committed because people become addicted to these machines because they are highly addictive. And the majority of people that seek help with gambling, with their gambling, do so because of pokie machines. So they definitely are still a big issue in New Zealand. And although we're seeing other types of gambling also, the harm from other types of gambling increasing, such as online gambling, pokies at the moment are still the most harmful.
On that note of different forms of gambling, is there also this style of issues with Lotteries New Zealand funding that goes towards Lotto New Zealand and things that people can just pick up at the supermarket? Is there a similar issue of harm within those systems, or is there a different approach that these companies take that could maybe be learned by the pokie industry?
It's a good question. I mean, different forms of gambling cause different levels of harm, and as I said, pokies are the most harmful. With a lotto ticket, it's not quite so harmful because you purchase your ticket and you have to wait for the result, whereas pokie machines and scratchy tickets, for example, are what we call continuous forms of gambling. So, for example, in a pokie machine, you put your money in and you literally wait seconds and you get the outcome, and it causes you to want to continue to gamble. So much, much more risky and more harmful than purchasing a lotto ticket. But having said that, you know, even the less harmful forms of gambling like lotto, you know, they go a long way towards normalising gambling in our society. I mean, we see advertising for lotto in our faces all the time, primetime TV on the backs of buses, you know, and bus stops. And it does normalise gambling, and young people are exposed to that. You know, you can buy a lotto ticket often in your supermarket. And when there's a big jackpot, you see queues of people lining up to buy lotto tickets. So all of that does have the effect of normalising gambling. It also means often people can be spending more than they can afford. I mean, if you're purchasing lotto tickets and you can't afford to put food on the table, that is harmful. And often we don't even know about that sort of harm going on in our communities. And yet we still have this sort of situation where we say, well, look, it's okay because they're giving money to the community. But actually we need to be breaking that cycle where we're relying on money from gambling to fund our communities and look for more ethical forms of funding that don't rely on people spending money on gambling, particularly when there are people in our communities being harmed.
So going back to Timaru, what law reforms do you think need to take place to minimise the harm of gambling within that community?
Well, we're really advocating to the council to introduce a sinking lid policy for pokie machines. So that means that it wouldn't allow any new venues to open, and it would mean if a venue closes, then those pokies wouldn't exist anymore, and it would reduce the number of pokies over time. It won't have a big impact on community funding. We know that from other councils that have had sinking lids for a very long time. And we've got 32 councils around the country now with sinking lids, which is a record, and we would really like to see the Timaru District Council follow suit and introduce a sinking lid and minimise the harm from gambling in their community.
That was Andre Frood from the Problem Gambling Foundation of Aotearoa chatting about issues of pokie machine regulations in Timaru.